Jake, where were you when you got the call from the Patriots?
I'm here at my house, or my parents' home in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Were you surprised at all?
I was very excited. You know, I wouldn't say surprised. You know, I was really anticipating, you know, being selected around this time. And I can't tell you how excited I was when I got the phone call.
Did you have any contact with them as part of the pre-draft process?
Yeah, I did. They showed some early interest in me. At the Senior Bowl and at the Combine, and then I had a workout in Fayetteville. With them I got a great feeling from them I really impressed them.
Can you tell us something embarrassing about Ryan Mallett?
Something embarrassing about Ryan Mallett? Well, how long do you have? Ryan's an awesome guy. I mean, I was lucky enough to play with him for 3 years here in Fayetteville. I can't wait to join him up there.
Did you visit Gillette Stadium at all?
I've never been to Gillette Stadium, no, sir.
You have some positional versatility by the looks of things. Are you more comfortable at one spot as opposed to another?
You know, I feel very comfortable at both. You know, I know that's, you know, I guess that's kind of a stock answer, but it's true. You know, I played the 4-3 end mostly in college, but I also stood up a little bit and, doing the outside linebacker position in the Senior Bowl and Combine. You know, the more I did it, the more it grew on me. So I feel very comfortable in both, and you know, I can't wait to see what the coaches have in store for me.
What did they try to stress to you in terms of what they might be asking from you when they had your workouts? Was it you'll be standing up a lot? You'll be going forward? Did they indicate?
Well, it was actually quite a bit of both. They wanted to see. You know, first of all, my pass rushing ability, my get off out of my 3-point stance, but also quite a bit of 2-point work, working out in coverage, covering to, spot drops and doing everything with the linebacker aspect as well.
It's interesting the way that position has evolved, and it's become, really two positions that a lot of teams don't do in college. As it's gone along and as you realize you might be an NFL prospect, was there anybody you studied to try and say, okay, this might be what I have to do next year?
Absolutely. You know, every Sunday I would turn on, NFL games, and, it seems like half the teams in the league now at least are running a 3-4 kind of hybrid defense or a 4-3. You know, I know New England is very flexible, and, you watch certain players, certain outside linebackers who play standing up and in the 3-point stance on passing downs, and, I'm very excited, and, if that's what the coaches want me to do, then I can't wait to do it.
Jake, what do you make of the run on SEC talent, especially on defense? Is that something you're aware of when you're watching the draft on television?
Well, I think the SEC, the conference, our play on defense kind of speaks for itself. We've got very talented guys down here, and our performance shows that. And I think it's no secret that we like to play D down here, and I think that NFL teams are noticing that.
Jake, you're the fourth defensive player they've drafted. Can you kind of sense a rebuilding process going on up here, and do you want to be part of something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I'm not really sure about the overall plan, but I just want to do my part. Whatever that is. Whatever the coaches want me to do, I'm going to do it.
Do you know Chandler Jones or Dante Hightower personally at all?
I've played against Dante several times. We were captains against each other. Nothing more than, just the pregame handshake stuff. Chandler was in my group in Indianapolis, so we got to meet a little bit. From what I understand, and from talking to other guys, they're great guys, and they're obviously great athletes and great players, and I can't wait to be teammates with them.
Did you ever get a chance to ride on Bobby Petrino's motorcycle?
No. Fortunately, I was never extended that invitation.
Just as well.
A little more seriously on that topic, you're a legacy at Arkansas. Is it tough to watch you see the program go through a stretch like this?
Well, it's been tough on everyone, but, I think it's been awesome in a way to see how the players and what remains of the coaching staff have really bonded together. We really rallied behind Jeff Long, our athletic director, you know, he made a really tough decision, first of all, to, you know, to let Coach Petrino go, and then to get Coach John L. Smith back in the fold to lead us this year. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of the guys. There's some great leadership there, and you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all for them to have a great season next year.
Was your contact more with the assistant coaches when you played than it was Bobby?
What, was I more in contact with the assistants?
Right. I mean,
you know, day to day, obviously, it was, you know, I was with my position coach, Steve Caldwell, the defensive ends coach. And, you know, actually, we did some outside linebacker stuff. So I worked with Coach Smith during some portions of practice. But, you know, Coach Petrino, he ran a very tight ship, and he was very on top of everything in the program. But, you know, more day to day was with my position coaches.
How close are you with Ryan Mallett? Or when's the last time you've spoken to him?
First of all, you know, we're pretty close. We went through some, went through some battles together, you know, as team captains, and, you know, him being, you know, kind of the quarterback of the offense, and I'm kind of the quarterback of the defense. And, he did an awesome job kind of leading us to some great offensive performances. And, you know, I saw him, it was last week at the spring game. It was on Saturday, and he was down for that. And you know, he's just he's still the big man on campus down here, even though he hadn't played here in a year or two. And, you know, everyone was so excited to see him, and you know, he had nothing but great things to say about New England, the Patriots. And I told him, I was like, man, I would love to join you up there.
How did he help you in practice going against him day after day?
Well, you know, it really kind of made the game seem a little bit easier, because, you know, in practice we're going against this guy who's just throwing bullets everywhere, just tearing it up. And then in the games, you know, we were going against guys who, you know, weren't as accurate or as powerful as Ryan is. And, you know, he really prepared as well. He was actually the scout team quarterback for one season, when he was a transfer sitting out from Michigan. I mean, I tell you what, he was the toughest scout team quarterback you're ever going to see.